Well, good morning, West Texans. All you good, fine, friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Rowe taking you till 1 o'clock, turning morning into afternoon here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in the Hubaplex, Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. You could already be texting in. It's Bandwagon Wednesday. You know what to do. 806-855-3712. The bandwagons you are on, the ones you have clambered off of. Sports, non-sports, it doesn't matter. What are you going with this week? 806-855-3712. Also, over my left shoulder, you're right if you're scoring at home, I believe. We have basketball on right now. I love it when we have live sports action going on during this show, during this time frame, and it just feels so right. Conference tournament time. Sitting here, we're watching a little bit of Syracuse and Wake Forest, it looks like, from Greensboro Coliseum. So we've got that. We'll get your predictions today for Tech and West Virginia coming up tonight at 6 in the Big 12 tournament. Look back on a little Red Raider baseball. And who knows what else we may get into as the day goes on. We're looking forward to hearing from you guys a lot on the text line, 806-855-3712. You can follow along on the apps. If you don't have the app, get the app. Go to KKM.com. Then turn on the notifications. You don't want to miss out on stuff. Follow the station on Twitter, at Talk1039. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The show never ends. We come back in the evening with a daily broadcast around 6:30-ish. Recap the day with you guys. Online digital presentation. It's a lot of fun. Highly interactive. And certainly has been this week with the Mark Adams suspension and everything going on around Texas Tech basketball. So be sure and check back in for that. If you missed it last night, you can find what we do at our website, theraiderland.com. He's Rob Bro at Rob Bro Show on Twitter. One third of the gambling gauchos. The only man who could get John Wilner to tell the truth in just under 15 minutes. Host of the Rob Bro Show, 1 to 2 every day right here. Well, not every day, Monday through Friday on Talk 103.9. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy, I know the smaller conferences have been playing. To me, this is the beginning day of March Madness.
Yeah. I hadn't really seen any crazy games yet. I know there's a few.
There was a double overtime game that was like 60-58.
Right. There was a few overtime games, but nothing really spectacular. Now, what was the deal with the one team that moved up a level, won their conference tournament, but won't go to the tournament because they moved up a level?
Yes, I've never understood that rule within the NCAA and conferences that when you move, and I would get it if maybe you move down, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if Tech dropped down to 1AA.
I do remember LSU, LSU had probation when they moved up.
What's the deal?
Yeah.
You're moving up.
Right.
Makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Zero sense.
But it's all about the student-athlete experience. Right. So why not deprive the student-athletes who are helping a school move up and get better and say, yeah, you're ineligible. The level of stupidity.
Yeah.
It just never ceases to amaze me. But yeah, this is where I really feel like March Madness gets going for me today. And certainly we've got Texas Tech going tonight. We'll get your score predictions going. I'll give you mine here in just a second. I want the question of the day out there so you guys can have a little bit of a few minutes to think about it. So as we are about to immerse ourselves into college basketball for the next four weekends, as it were, give me your favorite and least favorite non-Texas Tech college basketball players all time. Why do we take Tech out of the equation? Well, because this is Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, and a lot of the people that are listening probably are Texas Tech fans. So we're going to make you say the non-Tech players today, your favorite players all time from the realm of college basketball. Maybe they went on to a great NBA career. Maybe they did not. Maybe you just like them for a strange, odd reason, a team that you don't follow, but all of a sudden you like a certain player. Who are those players for you? Unlimited. You can give us as many as you want. 806-855-3712. So as far as the game tonight, I think the questions I'm most interested in posing, Rob, to the audience, to the listeners, what do you think you're going to see out of the Red Raiders? Will this be a motivated team? Will this be a team that just wants to get it over with? Is it a team that is even affected in any way, shape, or form by the suspension of Mark Adams? Rob, it doesn't strike me as a team that's going to go out there and win one for the Gipper type deal.
why did they name Corey Williams the interim head coach?
As opposed to?
Pinkins or Steve Green,
national champion winning coach?
Yeah, why did they? Have you been there the longest? Or
I don't know, because who have we not heard from regarding Tech basketball almost all season?
Right. Even Daryl Dora does the halftime interviews.
Yeah.
Here's where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Did the players choose Corey Williams?
Huh.
Because if there was a scenario because they had like two or three team meetings back to back to back.
Right.
If Kirby said, hey, somebody's got to finish the year. Who do you guys want? Team vote. Maybe you do go out and win one for the Gipper because they chose Corey Williams. I don't know if that's what's happened. But
well, I mean, I don't know. And part of it is I don't know. Is this team now highly motivated because they got rid of Adams?
Right.
Was that the internal goal of the players? And now, hey, he's gone. We're going to play. We're going to play now. We got rid of him, and now we're going to play. That we're not going to be the 5-win Texas Tech team. We're going to be a different team. I don't know. That's why I'm posing the question today. I have no idea what we're going to see
right
out of the Red Raiders. Do you think maybe Williams is engaging in positive leadership? I don't know.
Nobody knows anything.
So you go into these tournaments, and there's always, I look at these tournaments, the conference tournaments, the same way I do bowl games. I'm looking who's motivated, what's their agenda, why do they want to play hard, why do they not want to play hard. So in looking at this, obviously Texas Tech must win the Big 12 tournament to get an NCAA bid. I don't even think it's worthy of discussion at this point. West Virginia, depending on who you ask, is solidly in the field, maybe. Bracketville.wordpress. Dave Allman has them as a 9 seed today on that dreaded 8-9 line. But in, these two teams split during the regular season, and they did something that is really weird for this year in the Big 12. They each won on the other's home floor. In a league where only two teams had winning records on the road, both these teams managed to do it on the other team's home floor. So we go to Kansas tonight. I almost said Kemper. And we go to what will be a moderately dead environment for that 6 o'clock game, probably. I've got West Virginia 77-71.
Yeah.
I've got them covering the 4-point spread.
That sounds right to me. I don't... Again, can Texas Tech beat West Virginia? Yes, they did it in in Morgantown.
Yeah, Tyson had a great game against them there. Everybody's supposedly healthy for the Red Raiders right now.
Who needs to win, though? West Virginia needs to win because they have a tournament shot, allegedly.
Yeah.
So I would say they have more of a...
I give them a little bit more...
Gumption, yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit more motivation to win this game, because if they do win this game, I think they're solidly, they're not going to have to worry about anything when they go play Kansas. So I've got it 77-71, West Virginia. We get your predictions today. We also find out your favorite and least favorite non-Tech college basketball players of all time. 806-855-3712. Texter, Adams was a gold glove winner, golden glove winner, boxer is what that is, golden gloves. Wonder if he still got his moves. Why, you think he's going to have to fight somebody? Is there a fight scheduled I don't know about? Doughboy, our resident trucker in Raiderland. Guns up trucking if you see him on the road. Honk the horn. Doughboy in North Illinois doing some stupid busy work. It sucks. Well, we're here to help. We're glad you're there. You know? Now, this is a question that I don't have an answer to, and we started the inquiries last night. I'm gonna read the question from the texter.
Okay.
Did Luke Adams travel with the team, or is he mad his daddy got in trouble? I don't know if he's there or not. There was a picture taken at the arena last night, and yeah. I believe the caption was family.
It was.
And Luke Adams did not appear in that picture, to my knowledge.
Yeah, I tried to find him. I didn't see him.
Yeah. So I don't know. I have asked, and I have not received an answer. But I saw the picture. You saw the picture.
Yeah. We'll see you tonight.
Yeah. I mean, if he's not, why would he not be? He's not suspended. He's not under investigation. He's a paid coach. If he's not there, he should be fired. And maybe he's going to get fired anyways. But again, I don't know if he's there or not, but if he's not there, that would be grounds for termination for me, right?
Right.
I don't care who your daddy is. You've got a job to do. You were hired to do a job. So hopefully he's there. I would hope for the program's sake that he's there. Texter, no clue on what this team will do tonight, but let's face it, it can't be worse than what we have seen this year.
Yes, it can.
It can. Oh, it could be.
You never can see. Never say it can get worse.
You can
never
see
say
a
that.
Not approach, but you could have a bunch of guys who just went up there to get their sweats and their watches, and let's just get this thing over with, all right? I don't know. Again, I don't know, right? We won't know until tonight. Hey, it's going to be worth watching, right? I mean, it's going to be worth tuning into. So I've got it 77-71. What do you guys think will happen tonight? Favorite, least favorite non-tech college basketball players of all time when we come back here in just a little bit. I'll give you one of mine. We'll go back in time just a little bit and see if anybody actually even remembers this player. You guys can join us on the text line, 806-855-3712. You got to use the 806 or it goes to the angry man in Florida who will not talk sports with you. He just complains to our bosses. 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Hi, Nate.
11:20, you got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro coming to you from the Arctic Air Studios, ESPN 960 San Angelo. Hello there. In Lubbock, you listen on Talk 103.9 FM News, Money Sports. We're getting your Texas Tech West Virginia score predictions for tonight. I've got it 77-71 West Virginia. Also today, question of the day, favorite, least favorite non-tech college basketball players of all time. Who you got on that one? I'll give you one here in just a second. We'll get to as the Pac-12 burns. Rob, you and your gambling gacho cohorts got a chance to visit with John Wilner from the Pac-12 hotline. We're pleased to report things went well. It was a convivial conversation.
Yeah, only lobbed a couple shots, and they were kind of veiled.
Veiled.
Disguised them as
passive
jokes.
Aggressive.
Yeah, I made him jokes. I did ask at the end if the four corner schools did leave, or at least a combination of them, if he would do a Big 12 hotline.
Right.
And he just said stranger things. Or I think he said you never know what would happen.
Right.
But he did, you know, he's been really firm in his belief. But around 2 weeks ago, he kind of changed his tune a little bit.
Very much so.
He said it was a 5.5-point favorite for a long time. Now it's a 5-point favorite that they'll stay together.
Mm-hmm.
I think he really believes it's more like a 3 or 3.5. So.
Like I said, just like political polls and stuff, they got to move them within the margin of error so then they can come back and say, see, we were right. Uh-huh. Texter says, Tech comes out strong tonight, but emotions expend a lot of energy. West Virginia closes strong to win the game. Then also says, a couple of coaches I'm interested in your thoughts. Both current coaches at Power 5 schools who could get a nice raise coming to Tech. Mike Boynton at Oklahoma State, Buzz Williams at A&M. Would Buzz get a raise coming to Tech? I thought he was making...
I'd have to look that up.
I would think he is making, you know, around 4 or 5.
Yeah. I doubt he would get a raise.
I'm not thinking he would. Boynton's an interesting, you know, interesting coach to look at. However...
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm just... What I've watched this past year... With Cade Cunningham gone.
I'll say it this way. Early in Mike Boynton's Oklahoma State career, I was really high on him.
Mm-hmm.
Really high. Before Cade Cunningham, before all that, he is a really good recruiter and seems like a really good culture guy. His teams are just not good.
Mm-hmm.
I respect the hell out of Mike Boynton. I really enjoyed his response to the NCAA banning them for a postseason. I think he is a really good dude, seemingly.
Mm-hmm.
Just not a great coach. I would not want him at Texas Tech.
Yeah, I'm not against him. I'm just not necessarily for him. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
I need a little larger sample size. Fair or unfair?
I mean, he's done it in the Big 12, and he's never, like, you have the sample size in the Big 12 for 5 years now, and he's never punched above his weight.
True.
He had the number one draft pick in the world, and they didn't win the Big 12.
Yep. Texters on the text line, 806-855-3712. Luke Adams only had a job because of his dad, probably. I can't think of one thing he could have brought to the program that was money not well spent. I've wondered how his hire went over with the other coaches. Yeah, we'll probably find out at some point. You know, how this plays out from here. There are a couple of different scenarios that are going to happen. One of them, obviously, will transpire. I think we're all in agreement that they all end up where Mark Adams is not coaching at Texas Tech. As this investigation goes on, if you're Texas Tech, if you've got enough reason to fire for cause, you'll do it. You'll save the $7 million and then let the lawsuits begin, right? Even if fired for cause, I would imagine that Mark Adams would try to claw back. There'd be some sort of lawsuit. And the people are still so stupid, Rob, when it comes to contracts and going back to the whole Leach deal and, you know, the immunity doctrine and sovereign immunity and all that.
Right.
Marlene Stallings just sued Texas Tech after she got fired and she got nearly $700,000. You can sue Texas Tech.
Yes.
And win.
Yes.
Now, Mark Adams could be sitting here today right now going, I really don't want this investigation to go on. I do not want Kirby Hoka to go to a podium and read a laundry list of reasons why I'm getting terminated for cause, and I don't want to litigate it because of, when discovery starts, it's not always good for everybody.
Right.
So you could be looking at a resignation and say, okay, I'll walk away. You in the investigation. You don't say anything about me. I won't say anything about you. I'll quit. We'll just end it that way.
You know who else doesn't want to go to a podium and read a long list of allegations?
Who's that?
Kirby Hocutt.
Oh, that's just what... Well, yeah. He doesn't want to have to do that.
Kirby doesn't want to do it.
Now, a month ago, 2 weeks ago, back in Maui, I don't believe that Mark Adams would ever entertain the thought of stepping down.
No.
No matter what. No matter what was going on. The room may be changing right now. The room very well, I would have to think, that the room is changing completely now that he is faced with the reality of what is transpiring.
Yeah. I mean, he's still getting fired. You're just going to be able to call it different things.
Yeah.
And we talked about this last week. Or Monday. How long ago was it?
Monday feels like last week.
Anyways, I guess we talked about it Monday where Mark Adams still has the relationship with Texas Tech. He's still a former Red Raider or a Raider alum, right?
Yep.
For life. He still went here. He's still from West Texas. He'll still be around. His family is around. They don't want to burn that bridge.
And no.
I understand it's a tense situation and it's a weird situation, but I said it Monday. They could figure out a way to resolve this without blowing it up.
Yeah.
I still don't think he's the coach next year. And I've said for, I don't know, a month that I don't think he's going to get fired. Now, obviously, Monday I was questioning myself a little bit, but...
No, it's still possible that he is not terminated. It's just that he is no longer the coach.
But that's semantics.
True. He's getting fired.
He's getting fired.
It's just, at this point, it's how do you want it to play out, I suppose, if you're Mark Adams. That at this time, it is completely up to them, up to his camp, I would think, on which of the paths they choose to follow going forward. Now, we'll get your thoughts on that. We'll get your thoughts on the game. What do you got for us tonight? Texas Tech and West Virginia. Will the Red Raiders come out motivated? Will they come out with their hair, collective hair on fire and play for themselves? Just like Ricky Bobby at Talladega. Drive for yourself, Ricky Bobby. I've got it 77-71 West Virginia. Give us your favorite, least favorite non-Texas Tech college basketball players of all time. I didn't have time to get to mine. At least one of mine. I'll do it on the next segment. I promise. We'll do it on the next segment. Jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. It's a quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking it to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen on ESPN 960 San Angelo and talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. It's Bandwagon Wednesday, the ones you're on, the ones you're off. Also finding out today, favorite, least favorite non-Tech basketball players, college basketball players of all time. And then we want your Tech West Virginia score prediction, 77-71. Also, is it like a 800-pound, 900-pound elephant sitting in the room? Actually, it's, you know, everybody's talking about it anyways, the suspension of Mark Adams. How you think that will play out for Texas Tech? 806-855-3712. Texter on the text line, which is where the cool textures are. Huh? So we needed a dryer vent clean and looked up who could do such online. I didn't know Arctic Air did. I mentioned my friends and such at Raiderland with Hyatt and Bro, and they're coming out on Monday. Love to hear. Call the bear. They do many things. Shout out to Shane and his great crew. Texter talking about lawsuit ability, saying Leach had no standing in federal law, so the state law protecting Tech as a state entity was used. Since race has been involved in this, allegedly, Adams may have a cause in federal court if it goes to that end. An employment nightmare, says the texter. Yes, I would agree. Texter, does Adams ever coach again? The no middle defense needs to never see the light of day again. Coaches have figured it out. I think hope the play the team plays with some purpose and energy. Tech 73-66. Going backwards, does he ever coach again? Doubtful. Between age and if this is why you end up leaving Texas Tech, probably not. You know, I'd be surprised. No, never say never.
Right.
You know who's about to get hired in Oxford, Mississippi, if he wants the job. So you never say never. But I would say it's doubtful if it plays out this way. All right, a bandwagon I am on. 100%, I love this about the college basketball tournaments, conference tournaments. The courts. All the different courts that you get to see as they're whipping around the country and you're going from game to game and they're unique and they maintain the flavor of the arena. Now, the bigger conferences put in there, you know, the Big 12 owns the court that they play on there in Kansas City. They move it around if they change venues. That they own that. They do it themselves. But you still have the regional flair, as opposed to what they've done in the NCAA tournament, which I hate, is the inane sameness of every floor, every court, no matter where the game is being played. I hate that. I loved it back in the day when you were playing at, you knew that it was at Kemper, when they were playing at Utah at the Huntsman Center. You knew they were playing there. When they were at Boise and they had, you know, the three-point line and it was, you know, colored inside. You knew where the games were being played, and it was cool. And they put the little NCAA logo down on there, and we're off and running. I am totally on the bandwagon, though, with the conference tournaments, with the courts looking the way they look. I'm sure there's a reason why the NCAA does it that way.
I guess.
But I don't know what it is.
I'm also in a court bandwagon. The videos they put out of building the courts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, big fan.
Fascinating to watch that.
What do you call it? Time lapse?
Yeah.
The Big 12 did one today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They also, I'm off a bandwagon.
Uh-oh.
These Big 12 foods they put out, they sounded fine, right? They sounded good.
Okay.
They put out photos of these foods. First of all, when you fold a quesadilla at home or anywhere in Texas, I'm sure, you fold it in half, hot dog style, right? Like if you're folding the tortilla, fold it in half.
Yeah.
They trifolded this quesadilla.
Yeah.
I don't understand. It's the they rolled the quesadilla. It's like a flat burrito. It's strange how they rolled it. Also, the Wabash Cannon Dog, great name.
Right.
Great name. Awful picture. It looks like someone ate a Wabash Cannon Dog.
And then
put it on a bun. It is, they serve it in hell, Ryan. I don't know what's going on.
But they're trying. They're hipper, they're younger.
And on that, did you see the song? Did you hear it?
I heard a snippet of the rap song.
That was the full song.
It's about 2 minutes worth of
something. Some 65-year-old white man wrote that and had a young gentleman produce it.
Well, Bowlesby's not doing anything else right now, so maybe they told Bowlesby.
Yeah, Bowlesby wrote the... I was a poet in my day at Stanford, and I took a creative writing class.
Shall I write it in a quatrain style, or...
Does A-B-A-B for the rhyme scheme work for you guys? It was awful.
I just, like I said, heard just a little snippet of it, so
it was bad.
And forgive me if I couldn't even really understand the lyrics.
Younger, hipper,
sure
cooler,
what was going
man.
On. But they're trying.
They are doing things. The video of the court was cool. That food, even the burger, the Texas Tech Raider Red Burger, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That looked like
a weak choice.
Like a hockey puck. The Iowa State pork chop sandwich thing looked good. That was the only one that I would order that.
Yeah.
If those pictures were on the menu, I would order that. The tots look good. But why do we need purple sour cream? What
we
is
don't.
This?
We don't. Nobody does.
Also, instead of dyeing relish purple, just used pickled red onions.
Yeah.
Those are purple.
They show up purple. You don't have to dye anything and run the risk of, sometimes eat dyed food.
That red cabbage stuff. Again, the Wabash Canada Dog looked like it was...
Glad I didn't see that
the
picture.
Result. It was awful.
806-855-3712. You can text in today. Bandwagon Wednesday. The bandwagons are on. The bandwagons are off. Also, give us your Tech West Virginia score predictions. I've got it 77-71 West Virginia. I almost said the Chris Beard suspension. The Mark Adams suspension. What are we on? Day four now? I think we're day four into this. Fully don't expect anything to come out today. That would be... I would be shocked if anything comes out until this team is back home in Lubbock, Texas, one way or the other. You never know, but I would assume that would be the timeline that certainly I think Texas Tech would want to try to operate under. And then we have the question of your favorite and least favorite non-Tech college basketball players all time. All right, so I'll give you one of mine. We're going back a little ways. Rob, I'll give you $1 in quarters if you can tell me where this guy played college ball, okay? I give you the great Finis Dembo.
He
was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Oh, was he? Finis.
Dressed as a cowboy. Finis Dembo, the great Wyoming cowboy of the mid to late 80s.
Of course.
Where me and my buddies, somehow we got on this train of watching, they'd show Wyoming games late at night. You know, because the WAC games and everything. So, you know, we're in school and, you know, we keep seeing this Wyoming Cowboy team over and over there in the mid-late 80s. And they've got this cat, Finis Dembo, from San Antonio, Texas, who just was really good. He ended up going to the Pistons for a year and then just kind of flamed out. But The name Finis Dembo will always be one of my favorite college basketball player names. And he was good. I think when he left Wyoming, he set some scoring, rebounding records and everything else. But yeah, to my knowledge, maybe still the only Wyoming Cowboy to appear on the cover of Sports Illustrated as a basketball player, dressed like a cowboy. You go through the different years in the Southwest Conference and the Big 12, and have had different players that you enjoyed watching. Sadly, and that's the problem, sadly at times, sometimes it's at the expense of your team, and that's why I say when it's got to be a non-Tech player, you got to be able to go, okay, yeah, this guy probably had some days against your squad, but you just liked watching him play.
AC Law.
AC Law the fourth.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like the fourth?
That was a love-hate kind of relationship there. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. With the IV on his jersey.
Yeah. What about him, though, drew you in? Just the way he played?
Oh, yeah, just slick. Just smooth, man.
I don't think there's a single player that's gone through Kansas that I can sit there and put on my list as a favorite.
Ooh.
Least favorite.
Yeah.
Well, who was the cat? Do you remember the cat, the post player who painted his fingernails black and stuff like that?
At Kansas?
You remember this guy?
No.
Yeah.
Semi-recently?
20 years ago, 15 years ago, somewhere through the window. Big 12 era. Big 12 era Kansas.
Yeah.
Somebody don't know. One of the...
Yeah, I could ask my Kansas friend.
Yeah.
Everybody has one.
Texter, Ernie D. Gregorio. I don't know if that's favorite or least favorite.
Yeah.
Or are you on a bandwagon? Another texter, favorite college basketball player, Pistol Pete Maravich.
Yeah.
LSU. Back in the news because of the player there at Detroit or wherever it is that is...
Oh, yeah, chasing his record.
Chasing his record, and they literally have... The only way it can happen now is for them, to buy a spot in the CBI.
So he can play a few more games?
So he could play a few more games, and there's a lot of people saying, well, that's bogus.
Yeah,
that's not right that you can just, figure out a way to do that.
Put him in the NIT.
I don't think they're good at it. I don't think they qualify to be in the NIT.
Yeah, it's
so
the NIT.
That they shouldn't be. Well, true, it is the NIT. Nobody should be in the NIT.
Yeah.
But I'm of the opinion, too, that, we're talking generationally here. That record goes back to the 60s. Almost no matter who would break it, you'd be sitting here going, hey, different era, different game.
Right.
And again, when he set the record, people forget, his dad teed him up. It was all Maravich all the time.
Right.
It wasn't,
no threes either.
Yeah. No threes. Different deal. So I've watched that go back and forth, that debate, and I really just don't care. Because does that mean that Pete Maravich now didn't really score all those points? That if somebody scores one more point than him,
right,
that he didn't really score all those points?
Doesn't matter. Did you watch the family entertainment movie, the Pistol Pete Maravich story?
Probably not.
I grew up on that one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that was a good one.
You ever dribble a basketball outside the car?
I mean, we tried, yeah.
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
Blame my dad. He wouldn't maintain
an even speed.
You think as a driving instructor he could have done that. Texter on the text line simply says Christian Laettner. Are we going to assume that's one of your least favorite?
Probably so.
Still hate Christian Laettner?
I was a huge J.J. Redick fan.
I hate all Duke players minus Grant Hill. Grant Hill, the only Duke player that I could stomach.
You hated Luol Deng?
All of them. Those floor-slapping, goofy dookies.
Elton Brand?
Couldn't stand him.
I loved Elton Brand.
Yeah.
That was the
Grant
era.
Hill, on the other hand, son of a Dallas Cowboy.
That was the era I was a Duke fan.
Yeah.
My granddad was a big Duke fan. One of the end-of-the-bench players lived across the street growing up from my granddad.
Not bad.
So he sent him, calendars and stuff.
Here's a calendar.
Duke calendars, yeah.
Yeah. That'll change anybody's life.
Yeah.
Got to take the time out. Rolling through our number one favorite, least favorite non-Tech college basketball players as we begin March Madness. Also, Bandwagon Wednesday, the ones you are on, the ones you are off, sports or otherwise. And give some Tech West Virginia score projections. I've got a 77-71. What do you guys got? Will Tech come out motivated? Will we see a good effort? Will we see no effort? Chances are to look exactly the same. what you've seen, you know, for most of the year is probably how it'll look tonight. 806-855-3712. We'll finish up hour number one of Two Strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
On Talk 1340, check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Houston Cougars, UCLA Bruins, Kansas Jayhawks, and Alabama Crimson Tide remain the favorites to win the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Houston, the number one team in this week's AP Top 25, a plus 650 bet. UCLA, number two this week, they're a plus $1,200 bet. Same thing with Alabama, who dropped two spots to number four. Kansas, up to number two this week, the Jayhawks, a plus $900 bet. Gonzaga captured the West Coast Conference Championship with a win over St. Mary's on Tuesday. The Bulldogs, plus $2,000 to win it all. UCLA, plus $140 to win the Pac-12, Purdue plus $180 to win the Big Ten, Miami and Virginia plus $290 to win the ACC. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you in the Arctic Air Studios till 1 o'clock. Then it is the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. ESPN 960 San Angelo, Talk 103.9 FM, News, Money, Sports, and Lubbock. Favorite, least favorite non-tech college basketball players all time. Who you got as the madness begins? Also, Tech West Virginia score predictions. I've got it 77-71 West Virginia. We probably need to do this today. You guys can tell us who you think is going to win the tournament, the Big 12 tournament. I was on a program last night, and they asked me, you know, who can win this? And I said, no one. No one's set up to win this Big 12 tournament. Then again, maybe everybody is. Tech 77-71. Bandwagons, you're on bandwagons. You are off. I am on another bandwagon. Rob, I'm on the bandwagon for Josh Jung to hit 872 home runs this year. He launched his first bomb of the spring yesterday.
Launched is a good word.
He is a full-grown man.
Yeah.
You know, he was always a sturdy kid, you know, even at Texas Tech. But my goodness, he looks thick solid right now. And the swing that he put on that home run yesterday to left, it was so smooth, it looked like a left-hander swing. The extension and how he came through on it. 871 home runs, Josh Jung, rookie of the year, because it is the year of Texas Tech, right? Unless you're Mark Adams. It is the year of Texas Tech. Texter wanted to clarify, yes, on the hate list for Christian Laettner. Kevin Durant gets a nomination. I assume that is on the good side. Jeff in Houston texting in. There have been some good names in the tournament. Cheyenne Gibson, whose biggest claim to fame during the tournament is that almost every basket he scored for Memphis was seemingly a bank shot, regardless of distance. Memphis used to have some good. They had a player back in the Dana Kirk days, Baskerville Holmes, Keith Lee. Those Memphis State teams, dirty, but really good teams. Probably one of the reasons why they dropped Memphis State and they tried to get away from that moniker and just wanted to be Memphis after all those years.
Yeah.
Baskerville Holmes. Honey, what do you think about Baskerville as a name? You've never gone through that, though, that I'm aware of trying to come up with a name for a kid.
No.
It's not easy.
Yeah. Not that I'm aware of either.
Yeah. Texter, I expect more of the same from Tech. Play hard for 35 of 40 minutes, lousy defense and low IQ basketball at the most critical times from the oldest players. Well, that would be a familiar story, sadly. Texter, I like the two guys from Loyola Marymount. I'm assuming we're going back to the Hank Gathers, Bo Kimble, sadly passing of Hank Gathers in that in their conference tournament that season. That's a hard to watch 30 for 30. If you've ever watched it, it's a great one, but it's
right.
Still.
Yeah, most of them are.
You know,
little tense in moments.
just the whole, that whole, you know, Paul Westhead and the high flying offense that he instituted there. And then I always forget that's how bad it is. I forget that he ended up in the WNBA and won a championship, right, running up and down the floor with that. And completely forgot about that being the case. 806-855-3712.
I finally caught the Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl.
Oh, the Baltimore Bullies or yeah, whatever it was. Good. I haven't watched that one. It popped up the other day on the queue, and I hadn't got to it yet.
Watched in the hotel this weekend.
Any learn anything new, different, or
no? It's just
the trip down memory
those
lane.
Those personalities.
Yeah,
and they did it, you know, with Tony Siragusa and. You know what? Ray Lewis didn't talk much.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why.
They did, but Billick and Goose and Shannon Sharp was in it a lot. I forgot he was on that team.
If they'd had any sort of quarterback.
Well, they got rid of Dilfer. They talked about the offseason following,
right,
where Jamal Lewis tears his ACL and. Mm-hmm. They go with Elvis Gerbach, who just threw for 4,000 yards the year before. Somewhere else, obviously, Trent Dilfer was the quarterback for the Super Bowl team.
Right. Any sort of quarterback, that team would have been maybe one of the top five Super Bowl champions of all time.
Of course, they dominated the Giants.
Yeah.
Kickoff return, several interceptions.
Now I'm trying to remember, who quarterbacked the Giants that year? Was that a Kerry Collins-led Giants team? I mean, obviously pre-Eli, so I'm thinking it might have been Kerry Collins, the legendary Kerry Collins. Speaking of the Giants, Daniel Jones, $40 million man, he got paid.
This is why when a quarterback gets a deal, you think in 5 years, in 2 years sometimes, this is going to be a bargain. Patrick Mahomes is a bargain now.
100%.
$45 million for Patrick Mahomes?
That's diddly poo.
And finally, Dak Prescott is looking like a cheap quarterback. Finally. It took a while for him.
Oh, you mean from a payment standpoint?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 806-855-3712. Favorite, least favorite non-Texas Tech college basketball players all time. Bandwagon Wednesday. What are you on? What are you off? Give us some Tech West Virginia score predictions. Heck, this hour, give us who wins the Big 12 conference tournament. I mean, it is totally up for grabs. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro.
Excuse me, I believe you have my stapler.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Welcome back. Our number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro. Congrats to us. We've done it again. We've turned morning into afternoon with you fine folks right here in the Arctic Air Studios. ESPN 960 San Angelo, Lubbock, you listen on Talk 103.9 FM. Question of the day, favorite, least favorite, non-Tech college basketball players all time. Who's on your list? It's Bandwagon Wednesday. Give us some more bandwagons you're on or off this week, sports or non-sports. It doesn't have to be sports-related. And we also want your Tech West Virginia predictions. I've got it 77-71. And you can go ahead and tell us who you think is going to win the whole Big 12 Conference Tournament here this weekend, Kansas City. He's Rob Bro at Rob Bro Show on Twitter, one-third of the Gambling Gauchos. And, of course, host of the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 Monday through Friday on Talk 103.9. So be sure and download the app for KKM.com. And you can keep on listening when Rob hits the air there at 1 o'clock. Anything else that's on your mind, we want to hear from you. 806-855-3712. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. Like we said, we're back around 6:30-ish with the daily broadcast with you guys, which tonight, probably wait until after the game. We'll probably just go after the game, a little round ball rewind. So follow us on Twitter for that. Texters are on the text line, Rob, as you might expect. Says West Virginia 76-69. Good riddance to this season. Man, I've I got a lot of friends that are that way. They're good Tech fans. They're good, you know, they're Tech people. But with the suspension and just the way the whole year has gone, that they just like they don't even want to go through the process of buying into, well, if you beat West Virginia and then you got to win against Kansas, and then they just don't even want to invest the emotion in it. They're fully on board to who's the next coach going to be and how good is this baseball team. Another texter, 16s are wild tonight. Texas Tech will lose by 16 to finish the season, 16-16, a year after going to what? The Sweet 16. I appreciate the hard work that went into that text. I truly do. Favorite non-Tech player, says the texter, Ron Boot Brewer. Ron Brewer, I believe he was a Longhorn back in the day. I think I've got that one right. 806-855-3712. We're also asking you to predict who wins this tournament. I was on a program last night, Rob, and I said, you know, we were on VSIN, so we were also looking at it from the betting value angle. And if I had to go that direction, I think Kansas State, I mean, somebody is going to win this tournament, we assume, right? That somebody is going to win three, or if it comes from one of the teams playing tonight, four games. Kansas State down the bottom half of the bracket in what may be the game of the game of the tournament could really be tonight. Kansas State, I think, and TCU could put on a great show. Tomorrow night in that 3-6 matchup. I mean, that's almost Sweet 16 level in and of its own self right there looking at it. Then you get on that bottom half of the bracket, you get Texas most likely, unless Oklahoma or Oklahoma State springs an upset. I mean, in Texas, good, but, you know, Kansas State, more than capable of beating Texas. That can get you to the finals. And by that point, whoever's coming to the finals out of the top probably has already solidified their protected seed, whether it is certainly Kansas. If they're in the championship game, they're going to be a number one seed. They're going to be going through Kansas City. They'll get that reward for getting that far. You know, Iowa State would be trying to play. If Iowa State gets there, they would still trying to be playing up to a protected seed. Baylor would be holding on to a protected seed already. That I think with Kansas State, the other wild card I like right now, Rob, is that Jerome Tang, as a first-year head coach, has a lot of reasons to win this tournament. That personally, as a coach, Scott Drew's got a national championship. Scott Drew doesn't care about conference tournaments.
Are they a one seed, Kansas?
They're a one seed.
Okay.
They're a one seed. Bill Self don't care about conference tournaments. He wins them just because a lot of years they're just that good and they're playing there basically in their own backyard.
What about Rodney Terry? Is he fighting for a job?
I think if you're Rodney Terry, you've got to feel like, I mean, here he is a finalist for a National Coach of the Year Award. I can't remember if it's Naismith or not. But that if you're Rodney Terry, I think you feel like you put the good tape down and you're going to be a head coach somewhere. You know?
Right.
That I think that he's probably feeling like, I don't know what else I need to do.
Sure.
But the excitement of first-year head, and again, Rodney Terry, not a first-year head coach, obviously, been a head coach before. There's something about Tang right now in that energy level that seems it might be able to carry you through three nights in the Big 12 tournament. I say all that, and Kansas will win the tournament in each game by probably 10 points, right? Who knows? It's always Iowa State if it's not Kansas, so we should just say Iowa State.
Yeah, those would be my two favorites. I understand your thinking with Kansas State.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly. But generally, if I have a good feeling about a team in the Big 12 tournament, they lose the first night.
So there.
Now, West Virginia, Oklahoma State both need to win.
Yeah.
And those are probably the two teams that need to win.
Right.
Does that matter? Do you think they'll play harder?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the Big 12. No nights off, right?
No nights off, I've heard. Somebody should turn that into a song.
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that they turned it into a song.
That was the title.
They recorded something, but I'm not going to tell you that they turned it into a song. I don't know. This thing, Rob, if you gave me the top six seeds and you just drew a name out of a hat and said, there's your winner, that's almost as good as doing the analysis and trying to figure out how this thing is going to go.
I think if somebody from the bottom four seeds wins, it's Oklahoma State. I think they can make games ugly enough. I just said they wasn't a very good coach, but they can make things ugly enough, and I think they have the most motivation team-wide.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll win, but if somebody from the bottom four.
Yeah.
I don't think West Virginia has enough juice to get through all four games.
No.
Three games?
They have to play four.
Four.
If they're going to win at all. Or play to the title game, you'll be playing four games.
Which is why you said the top six, because they have to play three.
Right. Texter on the text line, 806-855-3712. The Dream, Olajuwon from Phi Slamma Jamma. Texter says, isn't this exactly the type of tournament Tech used to win back in the day?
No.
Tech never won a conference tournament where they weren't one of the better teams going into the conference tournament, whether it's Southwest Conference, and certainly they haven't sniffed other... Well, I mean, you got to the finals last year, but that's the only time Tech played in the finals in the history of the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah.
This is exactly not the type of tournament that Texas Tech...
They won the last Southwest Conference tournament?
The 96.
And then have
95,
not...
96.
Have not won one since.
I think they beat Texas in that one. I think that was... last one they got.
I think so.
Then they won it in 93. I'm trying to remember, maybe beat Houston in the finals there at Union. I think they won that one in 93. And then if you want to go back into the 80s, the 84 team beat Arkansas in the finals. And then the next year, I think they got A&M. 84, 85,
so I guess
86.
Depending on the word used to.
Yeah, how far back are we going to go to a used to? But those were good teams. You weren't limping in as the next to the last team, and hey, the only way you're going to get into the NCAA tournament is to go win this game. That's just not been the MO of the program. 806-855-3712 for you guys to get in. Give us your Tech West Virginia score predictions tonight. What do you think will happen? We talked a little bit earlier on the timeline as the Mark Adams suspension continues. The investigation goes on. I can't imagine anything being announced until Texas Tech is done with the Big 12 tournament, and we would assume done with the season at that point. Where are you on the NIT for this team, Rob? If they won tonight, right? If they beat West Virginia tonight.
Right.
And they have an NIT profile, do you go, would they get offered? Would they back channel it and say, just don't? Go ahead and don't offer us because we don't need this right now.
I don't know if you lose three straight to end the year. I don't know that you do get in. Though you will be the number one seed from the Big 12 if Oklahoma State makes the Big 12 or the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Is this an 8-bid league? It was 3 weeks ago, but I just don't know that everyone finished strong enough.
No, it's right now. Oklahoma State got to get a win or two to move to the bubble area.
Right.
That the respected bracketologists right now have them outside the field for the most part, and then obviously you've got the bid stealing process that we talked about with Texas Tech a few weeks ago. That if you're that last Big 12 team, and by that we're saying the eighth Big 12 team trying to get in. Everything has to break perfectly for you across the country. So I would say that they have to have that to get there. Texter, I like TCU to win the tournament, and I never liked Jalen Rose. I wasn't a big Fab Five guy. One of those from Plano, Jimmy King from Plano, Texan on that. Didn't really do anything for me, that Michigan team during the era. Wasn't against them. I just wasn't all that, oh, wow, this is great. It was interesting, but just didn't really do anything for me. 806-855-3712. All right, getting ready for the first time out of hour number two. The question of the day is this. Give us your favorite and least favorite non-Tech college basketball players of all time. It's also Bandwagon Wednesday. You know what to do. The bandwagons you're on, the bandwagons you're off, sports or otherwise. Talking Big 12 tournament, who do you think wins the whole thing? And give us a score prediction for tonight. What do you think will happen with the Red Raiders? Will they come out motivated? Will they come out flat? Will they come out and just pretty much look like they've looked all year? What do you think takes place? I've got it 77-71 West Virginia in this. You want to talk a little baseball? We can do that, too, when we come back. The Red Raiders win 6-3, and it's a good win. Trust me. 806-855-3712. Quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 12:20. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM, News, Money, Sports. Rob Bro Show comes your way 1 to 2 right here on Talk 103.9. So hang around. You can use the text line as well, 806-855-3712. We're getting your favorite and least favorite non-tech college basketball players all time. We can probably put together a all-time Big 12 least favorite Big 12 players roster pretty easily. Bandwagon Wednesday, the ones you're on, the ones you're off. Texas Tech, West Virginia score predictions. Tell us what you think is going to happen tonight. Will there be any impact whatsoever that we notice on the floor of the suspension of Mark Adams? Boy, there's an indicting statement to make, right? That the head coach is suspended, is not there.
Right.
And you wonder if it's going to have any impact whatsoever. Is that
us reading into it, though? Surely there's impact.
You would think. But will it be positive? Will it be negative?
But in basketball,
what are you going to see different?
What is the impact of a head coach in basketball like Mark Adams? Because he's not Jerome Tang. He's not jumping around crazy. He's not running around.
There will be fewer crossed arms.
Yeah.
The anti-crossed arm crowd will be happy tonight. Although, if I'm Williams, I'd stand there the whole time with my arms crossed.
That would be funny.
That would be kind of amusing. A little humor in a tough situation.
I mean, they put family on the Twitter picture without Mark Adams. I thought that was a little on the nose.
Yeah. I mean, the last 24 hours, Tech, and I'm talking Tech social media, not memes, I mean, what they're doing, the O'Banner, whatever that message was.
Right.
But the telling one yesterday was, like you said, family.
And it was the entire...
It was everybody and their dog.
Managers.
Minus two people.
Photo, yeah, everybody.
I mean, there are so many people. They probably had to have one of the, one of the maintenance workers there at the building. Hey, can you take the picture? We got to get everybody in.
Yeah.
You know? No holding back on that.
You know, two off seasons ago, it was there is no secret.
Right.
And all that stuff they were doing after the beard era.
I mean,
move on quickly.
Investigation is not even complete, to our knowledge. Texter, hey guys. Hey. Would like to hear your thoughts on bringing in Rodney Terry if UT decides not to retain him. I'd talk to him.
Yeah, I would interview him, yeah, for sure.
He's coaching somewhere though next year.
I think he's gonna still be the
Texas head coach.
I would interview 10 guys.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
You got plenty of time.
Right.
And you know what? You had plenty of time the last time you had to hire a coach.
And you did it in a week.
Almost less.
Well, yeah, because there was a week of silence.
There was a week of silence leading up that made it seem longer, and then it
was
April
Fool's. Was he hired by the 4th?
And it was the 4th. It was 3 days.
Was he hired by the 4th?
Yeah. I mean, it was less than a week.
Yeah. There was a little more pressure in that point, I think. Or at least manufactured pressure or otherwise.
Right. So you're in no hurry. And as I said yesterday, I've lost track of days. I hope Texas Tech is hiring a coach that is busy for the next several weeks.
Right.
That the hiring takes place in late March,
right,
early April, because you are waiting on a team to finish up in the tournament. You're talking to a sitting head coach that is not, hopefully, not going to be entertaining a whole lot of offers. I mean, that's why you have an agent, right? Let the agent handle that. So there's no, in my opinion, there's no rush. Now, that doesn't mean that there's no rush to, the quicker whatever is going to happen regarding the outcome of Mark Adams is better.
See if this makes sense in your mind like it does in mine. There's no rush,
yeah,
but it is an urgent situation. You have to approach it with a sense of urgency,
right,
but you can't be rushed.
I know exactly what you're saying.
This is a big decision. It's
go
important.
Fast, but don't hurry.
Right.
But I do think with the whatever the culmination is to the Adams suspension, which we're all in agreement that it most likely ends up that he will no longer be the head coach, whether it's by resignation, firing, for cause, settlement, anything and everything in between.
Right.
That the quicker that happens, I think, is good. Because, again, it allows everybody, deep breath, move on, let's go. Let's get this thing done. That I think it looks bad for Tech if we're having this discussion this time next week.
In what? Oh, yeah. If
yeah,
on the Mark Adams thing.
On the Mark Adams.
Yes.
Thing, that if we're still talking about an investigation and
right,
a suspension, and there's been no resolution.
Right.
Then I think that will sour the milk quite a bit around the program.
Yeah, that's the urgent part. That I do think you need some resolution there, and I think you're going to finish your season first. If you win tonight,
oh yeah.
If you win tonight. You'll probably announce Saturday. If you win Friday, you'll probably announce Monday.
Yeah, you're not going to do anything until this team is back in Lubbock.
Yeah.
For good.
You know what? You know what would not be a bad idea?
Tell me.
When's the selection show?
5 o'clock,
pull
sunny afternoon.
Pull a Jerry Jones.
Just do it right in the middle of
drop
the selection
your news
show.
In the biggest moment.
Isn't that when Tom Brady announced... wasn't it Tom Brady?
Yeah, his first retirement.
His first retirement?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
During the selection show or that he was coming back? It was that he was coming back. Because he announced his retirement at the end
I guess.
Of the year.
Yes,
and
yes,
then 40
yes,
days
yeah.
later,
uh-huh.
It was during the selection show that year that the crawl all of a sudden is blowing up with Tom Brady returning to the NFL.
Because surely they wouldn't talk about it on the selection show. They might briefly mention it, but...
it would be worth a crawl down at the bottom.
Yeah.
Texas Tech announces whatever they announce. You'd make a good PR person.
I've thought about it.
Yeah. 806-855-3712. Texter says, my favorite non-Tech player, Kevin Durant. I was a fan of his until he decided to join the Warriors. And my score prediction is 76-75 Tech. Mm-hmm. Texter, Coach Adams is toast, right? I mean, it's a shame. I thought he'd work out, but I guess some people didn't. I guess the people in the know. I guess. Do you know? What do you know there, Rob?
Yeah, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. The people in the know.
And
the
I
people
knew,
in the know knew.
Yeah, and I knew early what I know, and now that I know, we all know.
We all knew.
And I think we'll know more when we know.
I think we were in the know, even when we knew that we didn't know everything.
Right.
But we knew that the people in the know knew.
And there was no way to know if we knew, but only
for sure.
But only that we knew.
Until you could find out that you knew.
Right.
And now you knew what you knew.
Right. And then there's new information that now we know. But
right.
There's no reason to say that we knew that new information now that we know it.
No. I agree. You know? Texter, I'll play along. Let's say the team looks great and plays better than they have all year. Then can we say Adams was toxic or they just had a coach that let them do what they wanted?
Here's the beauty. If the team is free and plays like that, you can say whatever you want.
Yep.
And we'll still not know.
I know what you mean. Bottom of the hour break. Give us your score predictions for tonight. Bandwagons, you are on. Bandwagons, you are off. 806-855-3712 to text in. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Talk 103.9.
12:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. A little bit more Arctic out there in the air than I think I was anticipating today. If your air is too Arctic today, you need to call the Bear. Callthebear.com. ESPN 960 San Angelo. Hi there. Glad you guys are with us till 1. And then, of course, our friends in Lubbock on Talk 103.9 FM. We take you to 1 on this show, and then it's the Rob Bro Show, rocking and rolling until 2 o'clock. Question of the day, favorite, least favorite non-tech college basketball players of all time. It is Bandwagon Wednesday. You can be on a bandwagon. You can be off a bandwagon. And it's prediction time. Who do you think wins the Big 12 tournament? You know, legitimately, any of the top six seeds could get there this year, I think. Any of them, I think, could get there. I'm taking K-State just because I got to pick somebody, and it seems too easy just to go Kansas or Texas this year. Although, watch this year where it has been the toughest of conferences in the country, the toughest year in the Big 12, and watch every higher-seeded team or better-seeded team win. Watch every favorite win every game of this tournament, and we see Kansas beat Texas, you know, 81-79 in the finals. Watch that happen this year.
Would it surprise you that the Big 12 tournament went chalk?
Nope.
No, me neither.
Again, because they're all good teams.
Right. Everyone's good.
Yeah. So, nothing about this tournament would surprise me. I'll put it that way. 806-855-3712 for you guys to chime in on that. Everything else that is on your mind. Tech baseball winning yesterday, 6-3 against New Mexico. We didn't do a whole deep dive, obviously, because of the Mark Adams suspension and everything else that we were dealing with yesterday. But, Rob, this was a good win to get. This New Mexico team can hit. They came in highest average per game in the country, about 12-7, and you shut them down. In a park that traditionally, hey, it's a good hitter's park this time of year. Wasn't crazy windy or anything yesterday. I thought the pitching performances were good. And remember, you were pushing back and starting Erdman because Kyle Robinson had to throw six innings or whatever it was,
yeah.
80 pitches
yeah.
in the extra inning game against A&M. He would have been your guy. Erdman, you know, not
solid
a great
start.
Line.
Solid, though.
But got through it, and then you have Lopez come in, look really good. Trenton Parrish does his thing. And it was nice to see Andrew Devine get back up there and go get that out. Or get the inning. He had a full inning. Strikeout.
I think Andrew Devine should be your midweek bullpen guy.
He, yeah, that he can be that guy. He's been this way his entire career. He has just tantalizing stuff. And when he is on, he is almost unhittable. And when he's not on, you know almost immediately. And we've seen several guys, you know, in the Tech pitching staff over the last, you know, five, seven, eight, however many years you want to go back, that are kind of that way. That you just seem to have a feel.
Right.
Real quick. But Devine is hyper that way to me.
Some guys
are just like that.
And he doesn't remind me as a pitcher of Ryan Sublette, but it was the same thing.
Right.
And then for the last 2 months of Ryan Sublette's final year, he was the best pitcher on the team, mm-hmm. it seemed like.
And again, that's when we go back to the stuff that Devine has.
I do
he
think,
can be that way.
I think so. I think he has some of the best stuff on the team. He just is inconsistent.
But I was really impressed, though, how they handled the New Mexico bats. And, you know, maybe, as we said with Texas Tech, you know, their first couple of games, first couple of series. Then you go down to Houston and you see a different animal down there. And maybe it's a little bit of that, but still, you got to. New Mexico always has guys that can hit. It's been the pitching over the years that that they've not been able to capitalize on, but they'll hit you.
Yes, they will.
PJ texting in on his least favorite player, Grayson Allen. Least favorite non-Red Raider player. You guys can get on that. The bats were good enough yesterday. This lineup is still, it's not in, I wouldn't say it's in flux, but that, and Tim Tadlock loves doing this, and this is the perfect team to do it, is play with different combinations, move some guys up and down in the order. Do I have a speed lineup where they'll want to put a power bat? Can I play a guy here? Can I play a guy there? And sort through all of this while winning games.
Yeah.
That's the other key thing. A lot of teams try to do this, and they can't do it and win games. Texas Tech has, for the most part during the Tadlock era, been able to do it and win games. And then by the time April hits, things firm up a little bit more. I mean, even though you were getting Big 12 play in March, you're still – I mean, how many times have we seen really good Texas Tech teams almost until May, Rob, completely define themselves? And that is another element of Tadlock as a coach that I really respect.
Yeah.
That he's never in a hurry to force things with his team. You can't do that with baseball. You can try, but he allows teams to develop. He allows players to be in situations where it may be maddening and frustrating to you in the moment. And you go, how can you not get this guy out? Well, at some point, he's going to have to get an out in a pressure situation, and we'd like to have seen him try to do it, even though it didn't necessarily work out the other day. But that he doesn't just sit there and go, okay, March 1, this is my lineup. Every day, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And some teams you end up doing that just because it's you don't have any options. A lot of times you see coaches doing that because there are no more buttons to push. I don't have anybody else. This is it. This is what I got to roll with.
Yeah.
Texas Tech has two starting lineups. You could field, I think, with this team this year, Rob, you could field two good Big 12 baseball teams. You're that good.
Yeah. Pitching-wise, I'm not sure, but...
Well, pitching-wise is a little bit different. Everyday lineup, you could do it. Pitching, yeah, I mean, nobody ever has enough pitching even for one team.
You could field a really good Big 12 team and a decent Big 12 team.
Yeah.
Maybe not two good ones.
Okay. There you go. I'll give you that.
But I'm with you. The team is very deep.
Yeah.
Cash looks like you need some time off, or at least a game off, maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe this long week that you have here, an extra day break. He still looks like he's favoring a lower leg extremity something.
Like a hockey injury report.
Austin Green, a little bit banged up. He didn't play Tuesday. He didn't finish the game against A&M. Owen Washburn plays for the first time in a couple of games, weeks. So we'll see. I'm not down on the team after Houston. In fact, I'm up on the team. I thought it was a really good showing and a weird part for you.
Yeah.
I think you would have beat A&M in the ninth had you been in Lubbock or Stillwater or... a couple of more Big 12 parks, Fort Worth maybe. And you certainly would have beat Rice because Gavin Cash had a walk-off home run that just died in Minute Maid because the roof was open.
About three. I don't remember talking to you about this. The whole weekend down there, how did the ball carry?
It didn't.
It just didn't?
If it got above the wall, it died.
And TCU
mashed a couple. Rice hit one into the right field because they had a bunch of lefties. They had some pull power, but Tech's balls.
Well, and you got the short porch to the Crawford box where, you know, pop-ups go to turn into home runs over there. But, yeah, because obviously I wouldn't get to watch every minute of every game.
Right.
And I was really curious going into Sunday night with Tech having played the early games whether the ball would carry more or less.
No, it died.
It looked like it carried less.
It carried less. And, again, there was fog around the seventh inning that started rolling in.
We're playing in the ship channel, boys.
Yeah, so it the high fly balls died.
This was pointed out to me last week, and I hadn't really thought about it, but like at Minute Maid and you know, Globe Life, whatever. But with the players having problems in the day games, with some of the glare in the sun and everything, the way these parks, nobody's typically playing in them.
Right.
In early March at 11 a.m.
Close the roof.
Yeah, that maybe that would have been a better deal because of the sun angles and everything else, the way they're laid out.
Yeah.
You're not ever putting major league players in that position.
No.
Of seeing it that way.
They should have closed the roof.
Yeah. And I'm usually a roof wide open kind of guy. If it's halfway nice and
it
decent.
It was incredible weather. It was really nice.
But all the players and all the fielders that were having problems with that, yeah, I think that was part of it.
The Michigan center fielder wishes the roof was closed.
Oh, Lord, he almost got killed.
You could hear the crack of the glasses.
Golly. Yeah, well. Back to your original point, though. I wasn't there, but I walked away from Houston looking at this team going, they're fine.
Yeah.
One or two pitches different against Rice, you can win that game, and obviously you were close to beating A&M, so I'm not going to worry about that.
And the errors from Tracer Lopez in the what ultimately cost you against A&M, he sat there for 5 hours and then had to go play shortstop.
Yeah.
And I know this defense has given up some errors regardless, but sitting there for 5 hours and going to play shortstop is difficult.
I'm going to say all year long, I think this team's going to have some errors because they are athletic enough to get to balls that a lot of fielders don't make a play on.
Yeah.
That they will have some tough chances because they got in that position.
And they're aggressive enough to try a double play.
Right.
They probably shouldn't try, and that's going to lead to some errant throws, too.
Yeah, I agree.
I believe they still lead the league, the country, in double plays.
I'll have to double check.
Turned a couple more yesterday.
We'll have to double check on the double plays. See what the notes look like going into this weekend, which hopefully it warms up just a little bit again. I was kind of caught off guard by how chilly it is. Not sure what our good friends down in San Angelo are feeling weather-wise today, but I should have grabbed a better jacket. 806-855-3712. All right, question of the day. Favorite and or least favorite non-Tech college basketball players all time as we begin the March Madness. It's the bandwagons you're on, the bandwagons you're off. We've got score predictions today for Texas Tech and West Virginia. I've got it 77-71. And we want to know who you think is going to win the Big 12 tournament. I'll go with Kansas State just because. Just because we can go with Kansas State today. So, anything and everything that is on your mind, we do want to hear from you. I'm going to try to draw just a little more John Wilner quote.
Okay.
From you before we get out of here. I want everybody to go listen to it there at the Gambling Gotcha.
Right.
And I don't want to give away any of your show, but I don't know. We'll see if he offered up any interesting timelines, because the reporting late yesterday and today is that Klyavkov has until now mid-April. Now, it was until now
right.
that they wanted to see at the Pac-12 tournament hard concrete numbers on those TV deals. Now, mid-April.
And really the next meeting's in May.
With the CEOs right. of the current members of the Pac-12.
I've checked the baseball stats.
Okay.
Texas Tech has turned 21 double plays in 14 games. That leads the country. Southern Illinois in 13 games has turned 20 double plays. The next closest in third, Florida Atlantic, was 16 and 12.
Wow.
The next Power 5 team is Vanderbilt with 14 in 13 games.
That's a lot of double plays. That's a lot of twin killings. That's a pitcher's best friend, you know?
Yeah, and you have, you know, a third more and just a game more than Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Take the final timeout of the day. We're going to finish it up strong. Whatever's on your mind, we want to hear from you. 806-855-3712. That's 806-855-3712. It's a quick break. It's Ryan High. It's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Final segment of the day, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. Bandwagon Wednesday, the ones you're on, the ones you're off, sports or otherwise. Question of the day, your favorite or least favorite non-Tech college basketball players all time as we start the March Madness, the early game there in the Big East, probably the ACC. You've got Syracuse and Wake Forest, 546 and 63-60 Wake Forest in that game. I keep forgetting, not forgetting, but you see certain teams, and, you know, as they have moved around conferences and different things, it's like I see Syracuse and I automatically think Big East. All these years later, I still can't train my brain not to think of it that way. And will somebody explain to me why Jim Boeheim looks the same as he did 25, 30 years ago?
Yeah, he looked old then, and he still just looks old.
Is that the advantage of looking old early?
Yeah.
Is that later on, people go, man, he looks good.
Right.
He's you know, he hadn't aged.
He looked bad at 50
yeah,
and great at 75. 70,
yeah. That, I don't know, maybe that's the track I'm going to take. I don't know. It sure seems that may be the best bet I've got going right now. 77-71, West Virginia over Texas Tech is my prediction. Although this one is such a wild card game, I just keep going back to the idea that the impact of the Mark Adams suspension, that we are sitting here going, will it be a positive? Will it be a negative? That a lot of times you would think a team who has their coach suspended, that might be a negative, a downside to it. But I haven't got that feeling from Texas Tech.
No.
Tweeting out pictures, family.
I believe in the new coach bump.
Yeah. The different coach bump.
No, this is new coach bump. This is classic new coach bump. Yeah.
You know.
Because you don't replace the interim coach bump is what I'm talking
about. Yeah. I just have no idea what we'll see tonight.
I've talked myself into just now with Corey Williams, the new coach bump, Texas Tech will win.
Just right now? Just moments ago?
The cogs were churning.
I would love to see this team just go out and complete run and gun.
Best game of the year.
Bombs away on threes. AMAC shooting 35-footers.
Yeah. You know what? They're going to win by 20.
Take by 20. The dream.
I want to see it now. Take by 20.
The most dangerous team in America. Red Raiders.
Yeah, Tech by 20.
With the interim coach bump.
Yeah.
They run West Virginia out of the gym tonight.
Yeah, full court press the entire game. They're going to press Virginia.
Huggins loses his mind. He gets ejected with 3:20 to go.
Barrett Peary
walks down out of the stands.
Yeah, no, off the catwalk like Sting. He rappels down on a rope. They run the
high five Steve Green.
Yeah. They run press the whole time.
Why not? Would you not?
You might as well do. Hey, you know what? Guys, what do you want to run tonight?
Yeah.
Because what does it matter?
Yeah.
Literally, what does it matter? If you win, nothing happens but another game.
Right.
If you lose, nothing happens because you're already not going to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Tense game over here with Wake Forest.
Very tense game. 70-69, 259 and counting in that one.
This has been a really good game.
A couple of big runs in this one.
Yeah.
Syracuse just coming off a 9-0 run after Wake was, missed 9 of 10 shots during one stretch. I love day basketball. It's just so, so good this time of year.
Brutal turnover to end the run.
Oh, no. Back up three.
Wake up by three.
Boeheim looks exasperated.
It looked like an entry pass to Wake Forest. It was hilarious.
Is he wearing sunglasses?
Was he? I think maybe they're transition lenses.
The lights are so bright there in Greensboro that they are transitioning to sunglasses.
Yeah,
I think that's what it looked like. Oh, well. Yeah, you're lucky. You get even more basketball during your show coming up. I almost wish it was Thursday just because it'd be power ranking day, but plenty of time for folks to get more of their predictions in.
Yeah. I've got some more bandwagons and other things.
Dude, if Tech wins tonight by 20, I will not be shocked. Why would I be?
I will be literally unfazed by every outcome tonight.
Yeah.
Tech by 20, West Virginia by 20. West Virginia by 45, overtime thriller, triple overtime thriller. Whatever happens, it just it's going to feel right.
Will we know the pulse of this game by the first dead ball timeout under 16? Do you think we'll see one way or the other that they came out on fire, they came out nonplussed, that by the first 5 minutes of basketball action, we know what the game's going to do?
I will say this. If Texas Tech starts off with a 10-point lead at the first dead ball timeout, I wouldn't be surprised to see West Virginia come back.
Right.
But if Tech comes out flat, I think you'll know.
Yeah.
You'll know.
I think so, too.
Yeah. If West Virginia's up early, they'll win big.
Yeah. I agree with that scenario playing out. Rob Bro Show is next. Y'all keep on texting in. Feel free to say nice things about me for a change on the text line. You guys know I can see these messages when I come in the next day, right? You understand that. 806-855-3712. I'm not illiterate. Had a fun show today. Big either or show tomorrow, recapping a lot of basketball, no doubt. I'm back with you tonight, probably post game, for a little round ball rewind. Follow me on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see everybody Thursday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.